Oh, thanks. Oh, you got extra fries? What a lovely end of semester present. How much do I owe you? What? No, I don't care if it's just McDonald's. I'm still paying you back. Here, take it. Don't be stubborn. Come on. Okay, let me just text the group to set up our plans for the summer. I was thinking maybe the beach? Okay, look, I know it's cliche, but who doesn't love a good cliche every once in a while? Besides, when else are we going to the beach? Winter? Wait, actually, it'd be kind of fun to have a little dip in the ocean when it's freezing. Could make for a fun challenge. Anyways, respond to the poll I put in the group. The faster everyone responds, the faster we get this settled. It would have been better if everyone was here, but someone wanted to get some alone time with me. I'm joking. I enjoy spending time with you too. I mean, out of everyone in the group, you're definitely the one I'm most comfortable with. Definitely the cutest too. It's always fun to tease you, and nothing can stop me from doing that. So, besides spending time with your incredibly hot friend, aka me, what are your plans for the summer? Oh my god, you're in uni! Live a little! Aren't our uni days meant to be the best years of our lives? Come on, what about some summer romance? Have a little fling! Yeah, I'm definitely going to have a steamy summer myself. Kiss a bunch of people, maybe bring a couple of them home, engage in an orgy. Relax, it's just a fantasy. I'm sure it's not going to be as exciting as I want it to be, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't try, right? I mean, I'm not going to be young forever, so I might as well make the most of it while I can. And use the excuse that I'm young and immature, so I tend to make stupid decisions. Well, not enough stupid decisions that could potentially screw up my internship applications anyway. Yeah, I apply as an intern to several magazine companies, so hopefully I'll get in next semester. I mean, it's not exactly living the dream since the company I wanted to intern at isn't accepting at the moment, but it'll do. Experience is experience. You want to see what I've been working on lately? It's going to be my summer project. Okay, so this is unparalleled. It's a digital sign. I don't know if I would make a hard copy of it just yet because, firstly, I'm broke, and secondly, I'm broke as fuck. Anyways, I decided to create unparalleled because when I was getting my hair done last month, I was talking to my hairdresser and asking about what kind of life she led and what brought her to this world of hair. And the more I learned, the more I was like, oh my god, there's so many stories that are unheard of. Every time we look at the news or whatever, we see all of these like famous celebrities talking about their experiences. But what we fail to realize is that everyone does have a unique story and a craft that they are dedicated to. Like, sure, it may be a hobby or whatever, but they have something that they love and are passionate about. And these are stories that would never get heard because these people aren't regarded as special, which is bullshit. Everyone deserves to have their voices amplified, and their craft should be shown off to the world. Well, maybe my design isn't exactly going to reach everyone in the world, but by amplifying their voices just a little bit, maybe more people would be inspired to find something that they're passionate about and pursue it. Besides, don't you think it makes for an interesting read? I've already made three zines. The interview process took a while to coordinate, but I can actually make these in about a week. So, this one's about the hairdresser I told you just now, and this one's about this artist I found on Tumblr, and this one's on one of my friends back in high school, you know, the one who enjoys kickboxing and is aiming to fight professionally. So, I am hoping to be able to release a zine every 2 weeks, and that way I wouldn't be totally overwhelmed by the workload while still having one of the best summers ever. It was so fun interviewing them and listening to all these stories about their lives and how they got to where they are right now, and each of them are still in the process of growth. Why are you looking at me like that? I've been talking for a bit now, haven't I? Sorry. Oh, please, I'm always talking. Surely you get sick of it from time to time. You simp. Thank you for listening, though. My parents aren't exactly very enthusiastic when it comes to these things. They think it's a waste of time or whatever. Well, it's my summer, and I get to do whatever I want. Wait, did you just steal my fries? Eat your own, you even ordered extra! Oh my god, how long have I been speaking? You're already fucking done? Oh my god, you know what? I'm shutting up and eating my food now. What are you on about? You always have such interesting stories and takes. I love listening to you. Hey, wanna be featured in my zine? It'd be pretty fun. Oh, boo. Boo. Fine, I'll let you think about it. Have they? When? The 14th? Okay, I'll keep that date for you for the beach then. Wear a sexy swimsuit for me, yeah? Come on, don't give me that look. You've got a beautiful body, I could stare at you all day. I'm not joking! Look, you're hot, I'm hot, and together we'd be unstoppable. We'll make everyone obsessed with us when we go to the beach. Hmm? I don't need to be skinny to have a hot girl summer of my own. I mean, I know I'm pretty, and you, my love, are only fueling my ego. What's your plan, huh? Make me so narcissistic so that no one else would love me except for you? What, do you want me all to yourself? I mean, I'd be down for that. I think you're extremely beautiful. And who wouldn't be lucky to have you? Unfortunately, that does mess with my plan of kissing a bunch of people and bringing a couple of people home, so that idea should be put on hold for a while. Anyways, wanna come over? Help me pick out a swimsuit for the beach? I wanna look like a total knockout. Alright, let me finish my meal and we can go.